Welcome to the tiny cupboard. Yeah. Keep it going for Zarif, our house band. Yeah. Nice. You're about to see Stoner Morning Show. Remember that there's free edibles available with the price of your ticket, and be reasonably safe with that. I have hand sanitizer up front. Please use it often. Wash your hands often. Are we ready for Stoner Morning Show? Put your hands together for Stoner Morning Show!
Give it up for that announcement. All right. Check, check. Everybody amplified?
Hola.
Cool. All right. We're gonna vamp the show as this transaction in the back continues. And we'll get like officially started once everyone's in the zone. Right?
Yeah, we've got a lot of varied, disparate energies. Hey.
This is the show where we talk about during the show.
Yeah.
Check.
Right now, I feel like, yeah, we're slowly congealing. Ellie's here now. It's good.
I don't think this is... All right, this is working. All right. Continue. What were you espousing on?
I just, there's a lot of like, it's like we're waiting for like a, some sort of box to settle.
Right.
You know what I mean? You wait for the contents of something to settle.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like right
now. It's like we're waiting for the party to start, but we are the party.
Yeah.
So shame on us. Well, how is everybody feeling about their new year? Yeah. Optimistic.
One thumbs up.
Yeah.
Anybody
optimistic?
Else?
Yeah. There's. I feel like
another one.
Hesitantly optimistic. Is that an accurate description of how everyone feels?
I feel generally optimistic.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't make a big divide between this year and last year.
Right.
Everything sort of took a break, which is. Real.
Yeah.
Schools took a break and everything slows down and picks back up. Business slows down and picks back up. But
right.
Feels like life is just going.
Yeah. Well, I had a magical New Year's Eve story that I want to share.
Yeah.
It was like slightly magical, I felt like.
Wow. Okay. I feel like any bit of magic is magical.
Yeah. Well, I was going into the end of 2021 on an upswing, I felt like. I felt like the end of the year, somehow things were fine. I don't know. I wasn't feeling crummy about the year.
Okay, good.
You know? But I originally thought I was going to have some friends over for New Year's Eve. I ended up not. People just didn't want to hang out, and I was like fine with it. But I was dog sitting. A little Shiba Inu dog.
Shiba Inu.
Shiba Inu. Yeah.
Shiba Inu.
I knew the dog's name. You know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say Shiba Easton for some reason.
Only 1 year old. It was very anxious, but like fine anxious. You know what I mean? So we spent New Year's Eve together, and I had just finished watching Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, a personal favorite of mine. Nobody knows the movie. Whatever. Who cares? It's a sequel / prequel to the original Planet of the Apes.
How many? A sequel / prequel. Okay. Yeah. Is this from like Charlton Heston times or like?
It's a 1972 film. It's about the uprising of the apes when they take over. They seize the means of power.
Wow.
Or the mean, yeah.
Who's
anyway,
in it? Who's in it? Yaphet Kotto?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's in one of the other sequels.
Wow.
Anyway, whatever. I finished watching, I mean, I might talk about the movie later, but I finished watching Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. It's about the uprising. Anyway. And I'm sitting there with this dog. The movie had ended, and it got to this part where it just displays the time on the screen. Like my Roku, it does that. And it's getting closer to midnight. And I'm sitting there just petting this dog, calming this dog down. And I started, okay, I live near Times Square in a nice rent-controlled...
Fancy!
Yeah. In a rent-controlled apartment, though, I want people to know. I live above my means somehow.
Yes.
But it's a blessing that I live where I do. Anyway, I started hearing people counting down from Times Square. I could hear Times Square from my apartment. And I'd lived there for 10 years, and I never heard that before. Because
wow.
I was always out. Or if I was at home, like, I was shouting with friends and stuff like that.
Wow.
And so it was, like, beautiful to hear it from far away. And then it got closer. The applause got closer. So I think next year for New Year's Eve, I might have people over. And, like, 4 minutes before midnight, I'll tell everyone, I'll turn down the lights, and I'll tell everyone to be quiet and then just wait for it.
Wow.
Like, why be loud? You'll get to hear the whole city around you be loud. It's like, it was so cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is pretty magical.
How are your guys' this New Year's Eve, Zarif and Ralph?
Did we watch something? This is my girlfriend, Anya, also our fact checker.
Woo! Everyone, applaud for love. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I had a weird time to chill evening.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like you said it,
a New Year's Eve Seinfeld, yes. Yeah. Oh.
Then the New Year will happen at the time that it happens on the show.
Ooh.
And I had that all set up. I didn't tell Ralph that.
Ooh, magic.
And we were just watching Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And it totally didn't. There wasn't even New Year's in that episode.
Oh.
We were just watching Seinfeld and Ralph.
You were surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ralph looks at the clock and he's like, oh, it's New Year's.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
Yeah, and then instead of a kiss, I gave her a noogie.
We'll give it up for love.
Yeah.
Zarif, did you anything about your New Year's you want to share? New Year's Eve. Oh right. Yeah. Nice. Like, people were leaving the party and being like, that party was okay, but, man, you crushed it.
It's door guy.
I felt good entering and leaving this place.
Yeah.
I do have a story that relates, kind of. And it's that, I don't think you know this bar, probably, Pioneer's Bar. We know it because it used to be like a comedy hangout.
Yeah, Pioneer's Bar. Yeah. I used to clean toilets there.
Yeah, all right, well, but now look at you. Right? Growth. We're all in good places, but anyway, I was going there one night with some friends, and they were like, hey, have you ever hugged the bouncer at this bar, at Pioneer's Bar? And I'm blinking on his name, but I was like, no, I haven't hugged him before. My friends were like, you gotta hug him when we get there. And so he was checking our IDs. Like, Daryl was one of the guys I was with that was telling me. And then he was like, hey, would you hug my friend Sean? And he was like, yeah, of course. And we hugged, and it was like one of the nicest hugs I ever had.
Wow.
A bouncer with like incredible hugs. And people knew.
I do love that story because there's some rap that bouncers have where it doesn't seem like they do give it doesn't seem like they give hugs,
right.
Give good hugs, or are interested in hugs.
Mm.
What a life! What an existence!
Oh yeah!
Don't ask for a hug from this guy.
Right?
He's all brawn and enforcement.
I mean, I have more run-ins with bouncers than you do, just because I hang out at more bars than you do.
Yes.
And some bouncers are like hard, you can tell, but some bouncers are like, oh, he's here for safety. He wants everyone to be, you can just sort of tell. Like, hey, like, let's keep it cool.
I wonder if there's a bouncer out there who hugs is a significant part of their repertoire of bouncing.
We should get a bouncer for this show to give a hug to everyone who,
wow,
if they want.
Yeah. Like, it's completely up to them.
You're greeted at the door and you think you're going to get carded or patted down, but he's just like, do you want a hug?
What if that was a bouncer's way of patting you down?
Maybe.
Just
yeah,
by
sure.
the tension in your body, they can know if you're a threat or not.
Oh, yeah, sure. I believe it.
But either way, you still get a warm hug.
Yeah.
They hug you, and then they're like, you have to leave.
Yeah.
But I love you.
All right. Well, we have guests coming up. But yeah. Is there any, what have you wanted to share?
I'm trying to remember. What did I want to share? You guys, are we doing a good job so far?
It's a classic way to stall for time.
Fantastic. Okay. I want to try this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to... I don't think I'll be able to generate the emotion.
Okay.
But Anya and I discovered recently that our dog, Masha...
Yes.
She'll sometimes just randomly, for no reason that's apparent to us, become very terrified, shaken, just at random moments.
Yeah. So did the dog I was dog-sitting, yeah.
Oh, wow. Just yeah. like, yeah. So... I can't generate in earnest that kind of fear, but I would like to try that right now.
Okay.
So,
do you want the stage for yourself?
No. We'll just be talking.
Okay.
And then at some point soon, I'm going to try to replicate.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good. I have a great story to tell for this.
Okay.
Because I've told you before, I sometimes watch reruns of the Johnny Carson show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I love it.
And I saw an episode from like 86, and Jeff Daniels was the guest.
86?
And it was billed as, stick around for this episode of Jeff Daniels. He's going to tell a story about working on a movie with Jack Nicholson. And
oh,
I thought
that was,
of you.
Oh, yeah, because I love that movie.
Terms of Endearment.
Terms of Endearment.
And I thought... I got a little scared. I got a little scared. It was...
No, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's okay. It... The initial... It felt scary when you did it. Now it's... Now it feels fake, but...
I got a good 13 seconds initial. Where it was real.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say so.
Anybody like that movie, Terms of Endearment?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. All right. We're reaching the crowd. This is this is our demographic.
Yeah, yeah, you guys.
As long as 13% of the audience is enjoying it, you're a success.
That's what I say.
You know, as long as that 13% moves around.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. At any given time, not right. just 13%, that same 13%.
Yeah, we only go for bunts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always
nobody's swinging hard at this show.
I've never played any baseball except for in a video game,
yeah.
but I will always find a way to bunt at some point.
Yeah.
I just love a bunt.
Right.
Wait a minute. Oh, I scared you?
No, it felt like legit fear.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
And that fear, I did feel fear a little bit.
Yeah.
I believed it.
That's like a...
Did you feel afraid?
A tiny bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, this reminds me of something that I did want to talk about, and then we'll bring Will Purpura up.
All right.
But it's... all right, it's such a weird string of thoughts, but I was thinking about how I am sort of introverted, but I do stuff like this, you know, comedy shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not extroverted... I feel like I'm extra introverted.
You mean more introverted than normal?
No, I'm just introverted, but just in an extra way, in that I like doing stuff like this.
Okay.
I like being on display.
Wow.
Whatever. Or, you know, I'm a...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm
anyway,
I'm
but
the
that
same.
Made me think of... Because I also sometimes... I'm that kind of person that I will sometimes, if I'm in a big room of people, I'll be like, oh, there's too much energy here, and I need to leave and, like, be alone for a while. It's like, oh, I'm picking up other people's energy, right? But does that happen, or do I just believe that it happens? So that made me think of, it's like, what an interesting thought exercise of, like, anything you're going through, it's like... Do I have seasonal affective disorder, or do I just believe that I have seasonal affective disorder, you know? Like, Interesting thing to think about.
It's tough to know inside of your own self because it's something you're feeling in yourself and you're like, yeah. Am I feeling this? Or yeah, it's weird. That's a strange loop.
Right.
That you'll go through. I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about...
Does anybody have any comments about that or anything that's happened so far? And then we'll bring Will up on stage.
You may dispute us, you can agree, or you can do a non sequitur.
Right. We're fine with no feedback also. That's fine. We're fine with no audience participation. Oh, are you... Who are you pointing at?
I just said Anya because she's crouched.
Oh.
I just like a good crouch in the middle of when other things are going on and somebody just crouches.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Okay, but nobody's going to talk.
I don't think so.
Nobody's sharing.
Just
right,
a crouch.
Fine. Okay. Well, I do have prizes that I plan on giving out later on during the show, but let's give it up for our guest, Will Purpura. Do you want to do jokes and then hang out?
Jokes.
Okay, yeah, jokes. Will's going to tell jokes and then we're going to hang out with him for a little while. Yeah, 2023, baby. We did it. Come on. I'm the first guest of the new year. I'm the first guest of the new year, everybody. Give it up. All right. So, Spider-Man. I can't relate to movies like that. There's too much stuff going on. But when are they going to make my movie, okay? For about a person like me. I'm a pushover, people pleaser. Where's our action movie? You know how they're always trying to get Rambo back? And it's always tough trying to get Rambo. But Rambo, we need you for one more mission. Nah, not after last time. Put me in that movie. We need you for one more mission. Okay. We got limited resources. I don't care. Just don't hate me. Put me back in there. We need an action movie like that. I hope I'm in the right frame. This is for content. I don't do it for the joy. No more joy in performing. It's about content. I need a sponsorship. Come on. Introverts movie. You were talking about introverts. I'm an introvert, which means I really do not want to be here right now. This is hard for me. A lot of eyes directed towards me. It's hard. Extroverts, where are you? All right. I got a message for the extroverts. Stop trying to get me in the pool. I am happy reading by the poolside. You have your fun. I have my fun. Don't make this into a soon-to-be war that I will lose because there's a lot of eye contact in battle. I don't want that. Get me out of it. It's still Christmas to me, damn it. I don't stop. Why give up the holiday spirit, right? We should try to avoid our family all year round. Make up excuses. Say we're sick. Or we're not. Look. Started off strong. Try not to take this bit bombing personally. But yeah. It's hurting. It hurts. That's what everybody hurt. It's like, but don't you hate when you bomb? Yes. This is like, now I'm realizing like my brain is like maybe not fun. Like I'm starting sentence. Never mind. Anyway. Let's keep that holiday spirit all year round, right? I did that bit already. All right. Speaking of family. Oh, my... Carson. My family, they don't get... I don't know. My grandfather, like, once he called me, like, undependable, but now he needs me to cremate him. Come on, everybody. That's a joke. Doesn't even make sense. Family. I thought that would jogstart the second bit, but it didn't. Family. They could die at any time. That's why I never let a day go by without telling the people I love how much they betrayed me. Gotta remind them every time. You let me down. You let me down hard.
All right. I'm too stupid for stand-up. I can't memorize anything. Why bother, though? Why bother? All right. I got a therapist. I'm more, you know, I have a therapist, and they really believe in me on a sliding scale. And, like, you know, depends on how I'm doing financially. That's how they you could do it. And then if you know, like, your card didn't work. You can't do it. I forgot. You can't. I'm 34 now. Anyone in their 30s? Great. Okay. I'm at a crossroads in my life. I'm like, all right, stay on course, go to grad school, continue my education, or shift gears, fake my own death. New name, I'm a bartender in Hawaii. New York, that must be a fun place to live. I've heard tell, I've seen pictures of that place. Me? Nope, born and raised. I've been bartending. This is actually my father's bar. That's why we call it my father's bar. All right. I'm a pioneer in my family. I am the first one of many generations to admit that something is wrong with me. There's just a lot of... One laugh. Hey, if you can make one person happy, that's what it's all about. Am I right? I'm depressed. Thank you. But don't worry. It's seasonal. I should have done that the right... Sean was talking about seasonal depression. That reminds me of something. That's what I should have done. I'm depressed, but don't worry, it's seasonal. It starts around October, ends on Labor Day. I got that 3-week sweet spot. One laugh. See, all I need is one laugh. One laugh that, like, just tell the camera, look, it's you did it. All right. All right, that's good. Yeah.
Keep that mic. Take that center.
All right. Good job. Yeah, keep it going.
Woo!
It's funny that we didn't glide into sitting down.
Right, yeah.
Because I thought about when we were down there watching, and I was like, you did great, by the way.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I was loving it.
But I thought
it would be funny to say, Will, you did so great. No conversation.
Right.
Yeah. I still want to. I did have something I wanted to say right away, and I forgot it. No, it's not your fault.
Story.
Was it just a joke I did? Yeah, it was about a joke you did, and now it's gone.
Was it about his scarf?
The cremation joke?
No, it wasn't that.
I'm trying to remember the stuff. Oh, is it my scarf?
No, it wasn't the scarf.
Is that coat warm enough?
Crossroads in life.
I know you're layered.
I am. I'm big layer. I'm wearing pajamas underneath these pants.
Oh, okay.
All right,
you're
big on layers.
I'm all into it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. What was that question you were trying to remember?
Didn't get it back yet.
Shit.
Do you layer?
You were doing good about, you know.
Do you layer other parts of the year that aren't cold?
Do I layer in other parts of the year?
Yeah, that aren't cold.
Do you layer
that
in, like,
aren't
the,
cold?
In the summer?
Do I wear like 2 bathing suits?
I do. Sometimes.
Really?
I do this.
Oh, yeah, that's layering.
And then a shirt.
Oh, you know what?
Shirt. I layer in the summer sometimes.
I was in a hot tub recently.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
All right.
And everybody was like, we're wearing shirts in the hot tub, right? And I was like, yeah, because I don't want, you know, I'm ashamed of this.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah. And then it turns out they were joking
because
I was the only one wearing a shirt.
Oh.
But I was like, there's no way I'm taking off this shirt.
Yeah.
And showing what happened to me.
That's the worst when you're like, they're like, we're wearing shirts, right? And you're like, yes. And they're like, ha, 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 what a joke.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like, oh no.
Right.
That's all I know that's happened to me in earnest in life.
Yeah.
Where something like that happened, or something I really wanted and someone was joking. And I was like, this is all I want. Anyway, that's a love gut.
Did anyone take showers after... I never took a shower after gym in high school. There was just no time to shower, right? There was no time.
I didn't even...
Like, here's 10 minutes to shower. I'm like, there's no time.
It feels like that's like a thing on TV, because, yeah, I didn't have that at all.
Here's a little something about me. I went to an all-boys high school, and so I was always surrounded by boys. So if we had to take a shower after gym class, it was just sort of like, we're already around each other, whatever. So I feel like at an all-boys school, it wasn't, like, weird. Because I bet what you thought was like, oh, it's weird that I showered by a bunch of other boys. Now I'm going to be around girls. Does that
no? Oh, no, okay. I was saying the opposite. That I didn't. They didn't give us enough time to shower.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so
right.
I was just thinking now that I spent half of the day smelling horrible
in high school
because I didn't have enough time to shower, so I couldn't. So like the other half of the day was just
all right.
Me being here's sweaty.
Here's a question: do you feel healed from
no.
that?
I'm still carrying that wound.
Shit.
Yeah. Just came out right now.
I want to say when I was 14, I went to an all-girls high school.
Oh.
I rode by it and they stole my bike.
I did do that, though.
Really?
Well, there was my all-boys high school had an exchange day with an all-girls high school, so I got to go to an all-girls high school for one day.
What were they learning?
You know what? Honestly, I was like, these classes are harder.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was like, whoa. Yeah. It was like, this school is, like, I think my school is hard, but I was like, this school is harder.
It was just you there?
Yeah. Me in an empty school.
Oh, you were in an empty school.
No, okay. No. It was like... A girl took my place, and I took her place.
Wow.
And then, like, there was, like, for, like... six or seven kids for the exchange.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I didn't have to write a paper or anything. What? Question.
Where did you sit during lunch?
With the girl who was in charge of me and her friends.
Was the girl in charge of you friends with the girl you replaced?
Yes, I think so.
Wow.
All right. Nice.
I like that story.
Yeah.
This reminds me, I don't know if this is going to be funny at all.
All right.
But it's not sad or anything.
Go for that bunt.
I'm just going to bunt it.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I somehow got into, I didn't have any other honors classes. I somehow got into AP English, right? Mm. I was in AP English. I didn't have any other honors classes.
Yeah.
And I remember after a few weeks of being in there, feeling insulted because I was like, my friends could be in this class. This class is not that hard.
Right.
But they were not. They were just like in the regular class. And I was just like, this is bullshit.
Mm.
All of them could do this. That's the end of that story. Okay. I don't have anything else.
Well, you were right. It wasn't funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, but that's all right.
Maybe if I dig deeper, there'll be something in there.
Yeah.
We read a bunch of... I didn't read any of the books ever.
Yes, tell more.
I
do want to hear more.
I didn't read any of the books.
Okay.
But I would always be first to raise my hand for the discussion.
Yes.
Not to trick the teacher that I had read them.
Yeah.
Because it was just that I really liked the discussion.
So we did get to some good
stuff.
There
we go.
Yeah, that was great. All right.
Nice.
Wrap it up.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't
That's
know.
Usually someone offstage saying that.
No, I don't know.
He's also
tell
a producer.
Tell something good about the upcoming year. Okay,
All
right. Oh. I have prizes. I said that, remember?
Oh, you said you have a secret you wanted to stow
away. No, I have prizes for me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to introduce, maybe. I bought a calendar this year. I never buy myself a calendar. I bought a calendar this year.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm feeling optimistic about it. So I brought calendars for people as prizes.
Any
if you want to share
wow.
something from this past year that... Like, share a positive. Like, it was rough. A lot
of rough
things.
Year, yeah.
Share something good about 2021, and I'll give you a calendar for the next year. Do you have anything?
What, something positive that happened last year?
Yeah.
Do
you have gas in the middle of it?
I've done this show a number of times.
Okay.
There we go.
That was fun. Right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Give it up for
there
that.
Do you want a calendar?
Yeah, I'll take a calendar.
All right.
Can I pick which one? Or
yeah, go ahead.
Or it's all the same calendar?
No, there's different. There's space and sunsets, and I think there's one hummingbird.
Oh, a hummingbird. Well, I think maybe space, right?
Take it. Yeah. All right.
Space.
Oh,
hold
yeah.
it up. Space.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
All right. Swag. Before he leaves, yes. What? You're raising your hand. What is it?
What? Give well, us you gotta, there's a price of admission.
Yeah. Well, tell us something good about it.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
All right. From where?
From where? Yeah.
From North Carolina.
Woo! That's far away.
Hey, you used to live there.
That's right.
You two should. Oh wait, you know each other.
We know each other.
Yeah. All right.
Wait a minute. Is this a plant?
Do you want beaches? Do you want beaches or space or hummingbird?
Oh.
Beaches.
There you go.
Oh.
And then next to you, yes. Oh yeah, say something positive.
Yeah, something good about last year. Whoa!
Israel. Yeah. Okay, hummingbird or space or what do you want? Beaches. Oh no.
No more beaches, but there's
sunsets.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll do. Sure. We'll do more. Maybe we'll do more after the show.
All right.
I don't know. Because, I don't know, it was fun, but I was bored in the middle of it. No offense to anybody, but I was just like, I'm giving another one away. All right, but anyway, good job.
All right, see ya.
Great seeing you, Will.
Yeah, yeah. For Will Papura. How do we find you, Will?
At Will Papura on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. At Will Papura. Follow this guy.
Right.
It's funny.
Okay. Let's go back to the audience. Does anybody have anything that... Let's check in. Anyone have anything they want to say?
Any news? Anything you'd like to add?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have golf balls that I won. If anybody wants them, you can have them. After the show.
Does anyone in here, and I mean, even if you've only done it once or twice, anybody in here play golf? Not miniature. Regular standard golf. He owns a golf club.
Oh. Do you want golf balls? Yes. All right. Talk to me afterwards. Okay.
Ellie just said she once stole a golf cart.
Whoa.
Ellie, from where? Brickman Hotel.
We just had it, so we just kind of like went around with it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
When you say stole, do you mean like you took it from their possession and they no longer had it? You had it for the rest of time?
It was a joyride. Oh. Like dirty. Yeah, like Dirty Dancing. Yeah.
Whoa, how did you know what movie she was talking about?
No, she wasn't. She was talking about real life. But it felt like Dirty Dancing is a good representation of where she was at.
No, Ellie said it was like that movie.
It was like the movie. They had a bunch of hotels upstairs.
Oh, she did say that. I don't know. It's a good movie. Yeah, that's how
it is.
I don't
a good
know.
Movie. All right.
Should we bring on Colleen?
We will in a moment.
We will in a moment. Okay.
I want to get ready. I have something else I want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prepare.
Ralph has. Weird. It's a whole different card. Like, where in the hell is the card that I was using?
I don't know.
Who played a magic trick on
somebody,
me? Wouldn't that be an amazing show?
Somebody
in the audience plays a magic trick on the host
without them knowing.
But I want to find a person who's never seen a show. I want somebody to see this as their first live show.
Wow, we have to do that.
And then we'll invite them back on a future show to be like, all right, what was it like watching your first show?
And if they've seen, ask them if they've seen more since then.
Sure. If anybody can find somebody who's never seen a show, I know that might be difficult. A child.
A child is easy. I want an adult.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, that's a big ask, but we've got a whole year.
That's,
all right.
Yeah.
What do you have, and then we'll go to the next guest.
I just have a small story.
Okay.
Anya and I have also been watching the Curse of Von Dutch.
What is that? A documentary?
Yeah, it's a documentary about the clothing brand Von Dutch. Mm. Anybody wore any trucker hats?
No.
In the 2000s?
I didn't. Yeah, I know what they are.
None of you wore a trucker hat?
Nah.
Got. Yeah, okay.
Okay, we had a few.
Yeah.
So it was
first,
a documentary.
I was just on my own. Okay. Yeah. And then, so there's a guy in there, a black dude, like a kind of lanky, cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I was watching him talk about like being cool and like he would talk up the brand and stuff and, mingle with celebrities. And I asked Anya, I was like, is he cool?
Yeah.
To you? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, what makes him cool? And she's just like, he just seems like, you know, he'd be comfortable in any environment. No matter where he is, he's just comfortable and he makes other people comfortable and feel good.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, like me? And she was like, no. Not at all.
Well, you're a different kind of cool.
Somebody describe the kind of cool that I am.
Hmm. Wicked cool.
There you go.
I'm also going to answer
that's awesome.
That accidentally cool.
Accidentally cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't
Good.
I'm not sure what it means, but it feels right.
It's a compliment. It is.
Oh, that was for me?
Yes. What?
This is genuine.
Yes.
I think you're the kind of cool that when I'm young and a teenager and stupid young, I don't think you're cool, but then I grow up and I become friends with my parents and that's really cool.
Mm.
These don't feel backhanded.
Or do you just believe that they feel backhanded?
You're right.
Yeah. All right. I do want to do something at the risk of losing the audience. I want to do something a little selfish.
Yeah.
I'm going to perform a monologue from Conquest to the Planet of the Apes.
I don't care if they want it. I want it.
All right. Cool. I'm going to stand up and then we'll have Colleen up. All right. I need my phone. So, 1972, prequel/sequel to the original Planet of the Apes. This is Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. And then a monologue from that film.
Perfect.
I'm playing Caesar, the chimpanzee who leads the uprising.
Mm.
Okay. Where there is fire, there is smoke. And in that smoke, from this day forward, my people will crouch and conspire and plot and plan for the inevitable day of man's downfall. The day when he finally and self-destructively turns his weapons against his own kind. The day of the writing in the sky when your cities lie buried under rubble. My mother and father were space chimpanzees from the future. They traveled through time to have me here 20 years ago so I could announce to you humans that one day we will create our own armies, our own religion, our own dynasty, and that day is upon you now.
Did anybody laugh when I said space chimpanzees?
Did anybody, was there chuckles?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Get up for Sean, everybody, or Caesar.
It was intended to get a small laugh in the middle. I couldn't because I sort of barreled right through the rest of that. All right, let's give it up for Colleen, everybody.
Colleen! You can use this mic.
Yes.
Let's give you some space. Colleen's going to do some music for us.
Oh, yes,
Colleen, what's your stage name? Tell us.
Colleen.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, good.
All right, we're going to hear some music from Colleen, everybody.
Oh, shit.
All right, I'm still doing a little setup. We're going to groove. I'm going to be supportive, and it's going to be sensual.
Sensual?
I don't know. I tried to come up with a good adjective.
What? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, turn it up. Thank you.
I'll say I'm cool with it. Whatever, 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 whatever you say. Whatever, 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 whatever you say. Me forever and a day with you. Gotta love all the ways you move and the way that you make me feel. Oh, I knew it could be surreal. So surreal, so surreal, so surreal, so surreal. So surreal, so surreal, so surreal, so surreal, so surreal. Yeah. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Righteous thing, I got my business in some time, and I know it's mine. Everything is mine, gotta be on the grind, and it's always fine, and it's always fine. Gotta be on the grind at all times. No one even knows when we gon' go times. Everybody knows how it goes all times. Times, 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 times.
Sit with us for a little bit.
Cool.
Right here in the middle.
Do you want a calendar?
Yes.
You deserve one.
I would love a calendar.
What theme?
I wanted the hummingbird one.
Oh.
I can get applause. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
Thank
hummingbirds.
You.
Is hummingbirds your jam?
Yes, hummingbirds.
Wow. Are they?
Are my jam.
Sweet.
Yeah. I love a good hummingbird. There was a hummingbird in Jamaica where my grandmother lives. She was just tapping on the window. It was really a nice moment to see that hummingbird.
Nice memory.
You saw it in person or that was a legend? Oh. I've never seen such a thing. I don't think I've ever seen that. There's no hummingbirds in Brooklyn. What the?
No, there aren't.
What?
You seen
what train stop is
I've
that?
I've seen a raven and like a blue jay, but I've never seen a hummingbird.
What train stop are those birds at?
They're not like the most common, but you see them sometimes like in the summer, like I don't know, around the bush.
Yeah.
I've seen them a lot, for sure.
There's raccoons in Manhattan.
There are raccoons
in
Manhattan.
I've seen raccoons.
Yeah.
I think they're more frequent than a hummingbird.
Yeah.
You got a question?
I was just going to say, I've seen hummingbirds in the Bronx, and I've also seen coyotes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I saw a coyote in my hood, too. That was crazy. He was right. He was alive when I first saw him, right? And, like, right after, he was just dead. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
This is like...
No, he wasn't laying dead. Like, it was roadkill. Like, it was done for him.
This is some, like, weird poker game where it's like, I raise you five. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, hummingbirds? Like, hummingbirds and coyotes.
Dear God.
Coyotes are scary.
Yeah. Coyote in New
really.
York?
Well, I've seen them in the wild, and it's like, damn.
What context could you see a coyote in New York where you wouldn't be scared, besides a zoo?
Yeah, well, they run away from you. Every time I've seen one, and I see them, honestly, like, I wouldn't say frequently, but sometimes, they're very skittish. They see you,
yeah.
They're like,
I'll... Okay, here's a legit answer to that question.
But what's a coyote doing in New York anyway?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Wandering. Just... Sure.
Damn.
What? There's what?
Turkeys in Staten Island. I had a... Yeah, I had a puppy in my apartment a few days ago. Now it's gone. It's back at where it lives.
I feel like the Planet of the Apes thing is coming true. The animals are coming back to take their planet.
I mean, you know, okay, this is a weird thought, but I feel like if we were somehow able to give dogs a vote in Congress, things would be different. I mean, I know that's stupid to think about, but it's, like, true. Like, oh, infrastructure. Well, what do the dogs think, you know? Or it's, like, education bill. Like, you know, dogs, what do you say? Like, anyway, I know that's a weird place to go from, but...
I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah.
I have a question, Colleen. Who's this, like... Who's the superhero? Who's the singer that you grew up or that you're now are like, oh, I pretend I'm this person when I'm performing or when I watch them perform, I'm like, oh, shit, I want to.
Whose voice blew you away as a child? Is that what you're asking?
Wendy Renee.
Wendy who?
Wendy Renee.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Wendy Renee is?
No.
She's
Wendy,
like a jazz singer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wendy Renee.
Yeah.
Is she a modern singer or from back in the day?
She's like in the 50s.
Wow. Mm. What is it about her that you're... anybody know her? Wendy Renee?
Nobody knows.
Oh, man.
Anya just looked her up and is nodding that she...
They're on a Wu-Tang song. They're on a sample. She's on a sample, but I don't know if anybody knows.
Oh, do you know which Wu-Tang song?
Yeah. Ah, fuck. I forgot which Wu-Tang, but...
What is it? Shaolin Soul.
Shaolin Soul.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that song because I played it at Thanksgiving, and then a turkey accosted my house.
And then what?
I tried to make a callback to Staten Island, and I couldn't do it.
Oh.
Anyway.
It's weird that you bring up Thanksgiving, because I was thinking about the turkey that we had that Anya made.
It was really good.
You nailed it. Your first one, right? It was good.
You ever made a turkey, Colleen?
I've tried to make a turkey, but then my parents just make it all for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, we do know this.
They're just like, we're taking over.
We do know this about you because you talked about it prior to the show. You have a family tradition where you have chicken
every
Christmas
or single New Year's Eve. Every New Year's.
Where did you get it from this past one?
I don't know. Oh. We got it from Crown Chicken because usually we get it from Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
But we got it from Crown Chicken. I hope that's good. But it was really good chicken. Like, it was really good.
Mm.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Anyone else? Favorite fried chicken places?
What are your favorite? Texas is good, too.
Throw out some good sweet what?
Sweet chick.
Oh, yeah. Sweet chick is some good stuff.
Triple Crown. Triple Crown? Oh. Yeah,
oh, wow.
I have had good wings there. Yeah, all right. Bojangles? Hell yeah. I love getting connecting flights in the South. Because then I get Bojangles for lunch.
Yeah.
I travel cheap, get Bojangles in Charleston. What was that? Hattie B's. Where's that? Oh. Shout out to Hattie's.
Spicy or non-spicy chicken?
Spicy chicken.
Ooh. Yep. Me too.
Too rich for my blood.
All right. you're a visual artist and a singer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, let's talk about drawing, and then I don't know, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want to know?
Well, what is your medium? What do you work in? Drawing-wise.
What do you mean? Like, what do I use?
Yeah.
Well, I use this app on my laptop, but it's called Sketchbook. And I just go in, just doodle my little things and just
And you put some of your drawings on t-shirts.
Yes.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How, do you get them ordered from somewhere, or do you know somebody with a screen print?
Like, I go to VistaPrint and I just go and print it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wearing a t-shirt right now that I made for myself.
Ooh.
It says staleedibles.com.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
We'll do it after. I brought you a shirt.
Oh, sweet. Homemade shirts. This is tonight's theme. Anyway.
Well, next time, we're going to have you back, of course, sometime. Yeah. Will you bring us each a shirt?
Okay.
This is just a ploy to get 2 free shirts.
Yeah.
But we will have you back to do more.
Yeah. Okay. But we'll pay. We'll pay also. Yeah, we'll pay.
Yeah, we'll pay.
And also, the way... I want to address something real quick. The way Ralph said we're going to have you back, did it feel like an apology? Hey, this was a little weird, but
you're
we'll
great.
Have you back. Yeah, you're great.
But some these shows are rickety.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't always work.
Ditto.
Yeah.
You're holding up your end of the bargain.
We'll prepare a laugh.
At this point, I'm not sure if it's mocking or... Oh, no, please stay. Please, yeah.
You wanted me to go.
Oh, no, no.
We're doing a gift exchange.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I brought that for Sean, but we don't have anything for the guest.
That's so nice.
Well, the guest got a calendar. Okay, good. Yeah. Everybody right. got something.
This is fire. Yeah. This is fire.
Okay. Let's keep this going once the microphones are off. Let's hand out some calendars. Let's talk about hot chicken. You know what I mean? If we can smoke outside, if anybody brought
share recipes. Yeah. How do people find you, Colleen? How do people find your music?
Okay, so I have a really unique Instagram name. My Instagram name is The Blue Fanta. So, The Blue Fanta.
Fanta, like the soft drink.
Like the soft drink.
F-A-N-T-A.
That drink is hard. It's like the mystery drink, which I think is really cool. Mm. So, yeah.
All right. Well,
at The Blue Fanta, everybody. Yeah. At Will Papura.
Give it up for the guests.
Yeah, give it up for the guests, y'all.
Together for Zarif for playing.
You could tip. You could tip Zarif some money if you're enjoying his beautiful playing.
Thank you, Dream Treats NYC. We're still on a morning show, and we're gonna. Oh, we might be at Canacon on Friday and Saturday. You and me.
Okay.
At the Javits Center. I mean, whatever.
If you're there, say hello.
The show was stopping, and I somehow put the brakes on the show stopping to interject that. Yeah.
Did you have a question?
Hand up. Oh, yeah. No, Zarif, he knows what we're doing. He's covering up our mic mess-ups.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
We love you. God bless you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Woo!
Thank you.
You did great.
Huh? Oh.
Ha ha ha! Thank you.